And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news from the beach during the Treasure Island Oldies Summer Beach Party for the week of June 24th. Jimmy Soul passed away this week in 1988 of a heart attack. The final Beatles World Tour began in Munich, Germany this week in 1966. The Richard Carpenter Trio with his sister Karen on drums won the Battle of the Bands at the Hollywood Bowl this week in 1966. John Lennon's book, A Spaniard in the Works, was published in 1965. The Beatles premiered the song All You Need Is Love to 400 million people on a worldwide TV show this week in 1967. Elvis Presley's last concert took place in Indianapolis, Indiana, this week in 1977. John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote She Loves You in a hotel room in Newcastle, England, while they were on tour there this week in 1963. In 64, the Rolling Stones released It's All Over Now. In 1976, John Lennon received his green card from the U.S. Department of Naturalization. Tom Jones received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989. New York's Fillmore East Concert Hall closed this week in 1971. In 1970, the group Smile officially changed their name, became Queen, and performed for the first time under the new name. Jimmy Rogers had brain surgery this week in 2007 in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and doctors discovered that his skull had miraculously regenerated. George Harrison had an operation to remove a cancerous growth from his neck in 1997. Aretha Franklin appeared on the cover of Time magazine this week in 1968. DJ Murray the K's TV special, It's What's Happening, Baby, aired with The Drifters, The Dave Clark Five, Tom Jones, Gary Lewis, The Supremes, and many others on his TV show this week in 1965. Denny Doherty from The Mamas and Papas. He had his autobiographical musical Dream a Little Dream of Me, the almost true story of The Mamas and Papas, premiere in Toronto this week in 2001. Graham Nash wrote Marrakesh Express while on tour with the Hollies in Yugoslavia, but he held off recording it until he joined Crosby, Stills and Nash in 1967. Dave Davies from the Kinks suffered a stroke but recovered this week in 2004. Cher married Greg Allman in 1975. She started filing for divorce 10 days later. The Jackson 5 announced that they would be leaving Motown Records for Epic Records, and they were going to be changing their name to The Jacksons because Motown Records owned the other name, The Jackson 5. Happened in 1975. The Rockabilly Hall of Fame in Jackson, Tennessee opened this week in 2001. 25 people were hospitalized after a melee at a Bill Haley concert in Asbury Park, New Jersey, this week in 1956. In 1971, San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall closed. The Wrecking Crew of Los Angeles studio musicians was inducted into the Hollywood Rock Walk this week in 2008. In the studio, the Supremes recorded Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart in 66. Hall & Oates recorded together for the very first time as Hole Oates in 1970. Sly and the Family Stone recorded Hot Fun in the Summertime in 69. The Hollies recorded He Ain't Heavy with He's My Brother. Elton John played piano on that song this week in 1969. Elvis recorded His Latest Flame and Little Sister in 61, also in 1961. Roy Orbison in the studio recording Candyman. The Drifters recorded Up on the Roof in 62. Buddy Holly cut Peggy Sue in 57. And Johnny Ray recorded Just Walking in the Rain in 1956. Birthdays, Jeff Beck from the Yardbirds is 74. Arthur Brown, 76. Mick Fleetwood is 71. Colin Blunstone from the Zombies is 73. Carly Simon is turning 73 this week as well. Eddie Floyd is 83. Billy Davis Jr. from the Fifth Dimension is 78. Georgie Fame, 74. Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, born in Holland this week in 1910. Bruce Johnson from the Beach Boys is 73. Doc Pomus, who wrote Teenager in Love, Save the Last Dance for Me, Suspicion, among many other hits, born this week in 1925. Kathy Carr, born in 1936. Little Eva Boyd, born in 45. Leonard Lee from Shirley and Lee was born in 1935. Billy Henschy from Dino, Desi and Billy is 64 this week. Florence Ballard from The Supremes, born in 43. Larry Hall, born in 1940. Eddie Rambo is 74. Songwriter L. Russell Brown, who wrote Come On, Mary Ann and Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree and many others, born this week in 1940. The late Lena Horne, born this week in 1917. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com and the Summer Beach Party, it's the rock and roll news for the week of June 24th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. Thanks for listening. Happy summer. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.